Hey friends, I am so glad that you're joining us today. And I got one question for you. Does your life need an upgrade? Yeah, I can think of a few areas that I want to be upgraded, so I need you to stay tuned because I want to tell you how you can download God's amazing upgrade directly into your life. See, when Jesus left, he gave us the ultimate helper or the ultimate upgrade, and his name is Holy Spirit. He is not extra. He is essential to living a victorious life. And today, you need to receive the upgrade. I've been burdened with the task of representing a topic and a person of God that honestly is taboo in the church. Most people feel like the person of the Holy Spirit is not a person at all. It's a feeling. It's goosebumps. Oh, I went in there and what did the pastor preach? I don't know, but the Spirit was there. And it's this ethereal, mystical, I don't really know what it is. And he got a bad PR spin because he was called the Holy Ghost. You don't know, I don't mess with no ghosts. And there's this like idea around it. As I've walked on my Christian journey, I have found that there is no greater resource to my everyday life than the person of, just say it with me, say Holy Spirit. Say it one more time, say Holy Spirit. And for everybody that maybe came from a different background or you were raised around crazy people, it wasn't the Holy Spirit was crazy, it was those people who were crazy. Some of us have been indoctrinated with different things. My job for the next 7 weeks is to represent to you who, what, and why God sent us Holy Spirit. Now, I know this may be different for some people because you've never even experienced this. And some of y'all come from religions and backgrounds that don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. He in the Bible, but we just ignore him. Like, you know that cousin or that uncle that come to the family reunion but nobody talks to? Y'all all know we got that one family member that be there, but I ain't talking to Uncle Jimmy. That's what we do with the Holy Spirit. And today, I'm coming to normalize the Holy Spirit. And for everybody who thinks that it's something that's supposed to be on the back shelf and not really put on display for the world to see, I got something for you. I'm asking you for the next 7 weeks, buckle up. I have way more revelation than I have time. I have been oozing. I ain't sleep much last night. I literally told Charles, I said, I woke up and thought it had already happened because it had already played out in my mind. But what I'm telling you is God is about to revolutionize your life through the person of the, say it with me, say Holy Spirit. Say it with your chest, Holy Spirit. Okay. So I'm going to bring it back all the way down and I'm going to walk you through this. I am a teacher in this sermon series. Okay. So I need you to get something to write with, because there's so much information that you're going to have to understand what God is saying. Take it on your phone, and I want to welcome you to week one of a series we're calling The Upgrade. Somebody say The Upgrade. Now, let me just ask you a question. How many of you like upgrades? Hands lifted in the chat in the building. If I'm going to buy a new car, the way that that person knows that they can really make me come back is if I say, yeah, for the price, I want the basic model. Or just give me a little extra if you can. And they come back to me and say, well, sir, because we're having a special today, you are going to get the deluxe package with all leather seats and all the trim and all the different things. You're going to get the upgrade. The first thing I say is, hold on. I told you I only had this much to spend. When they come back and say to me, sir, this is no charge to you. This is a free upgrade. Everything in my spirit begins to leap for joy because I get to experience the highest level of the model that I have, but I did not have to pay any extra or anything be taken away from me. When it comes to this life with Christ, I want to submit to you that there is an upgrade that is free of charge, that has been paid for in the nail prints that Jesus took. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Easter, and everybody shouted that he got up, but we don't talk about what he left. He got up, and he's gone now. And we shout about something that happened while something is still available to happen. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. What Jesus did is give us an upgrade. And I'm going to prove it to you in scripture, but it came alive to me because I believe, Charles, it was in December when I called you. It was bath time. And I like to give y'all behind the scenes of how God really speaks to me so you don't think it's something he just does to me. Like, we in a white stage and stuff, but I'm not special. Like, this is God doing this. It was bath time. I was giving Bella a bath, and it was in December, and I call it the December download. I had been praying, God, what are we going to do for this next series and da-da-da-da. And literally, in that moment, God gave me the messages for Anchored. In that moment, as I'm scrubbing my son's tushy, he gave me, I'm just being very honest of how this happened. He gave me the entire series of Anchored. He told me the name Paper Chasers for the financial stewardship series. And he gave me this series called The Upgrade. And then he told me that Pastor Charles is supposed to speak 4 weeks in June. He's supposed to do the entire series. Oh, it's about to be nasty. But Charles, I called you on FaceTime. He's like, what's up, PM? I said, I got it. And I was saying, I can't write it down because I'm wiping booty, but I need you to take this down. Is that how it happened? And from that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, Michael, he said, this year we're going to get anchored, and they can't be anchored without me. Write down the first unofficial point. You can't be anchored without the Holy Spirit. Wow. He is the only God that is active on earth today. And I know it's messing with some of y'all minds right now, but I'm going to walk you through this entire thing. But it got to me because I, in my personal life, had an upgrade available and hadn't taken it. I want to empathize with all the people who may have gotten saved 15 years ago and you've ignored the Holy Spirit for 15 years. I want to be able to sympathize because I don't want to be somebody that comes from a self-righteous position of like, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. No. That's what religion tells you, and that you don't speak in tongues. You don't got the evidence. It's not evidence. It's benefits. We'll talk about that later. But I'm telling you, there are some things that we have to walk through, and I need to come from a very humble position. Because back in October, I paid for 2 iPhone 12s. I bought one for my wife, and I bought one for me. I was completely out of storage, but I was still using my phone. October came and went. November came and went. December, I had a break. You know what? This is when I'm gonna transfer all my pictures. It's very simple. They made it. Just put the phones next to each other. Just put the phones next to each other, Mike, and download all your stuff. Get all your apps back. December came and went. January came and went. February came and went. And my wife looked at me, and she said, Michael, my phone no longer charges. She said, I need a new phone. I said, I bought you a phone, and I've been holding it for 4 months. She said, why in the world would you spend our money and not let me experience what was paid for? And I said, I don't know. I've just been in. March came and went. And then she got ignorant. She started talking about me to people. If she would miss a call, she said, my phone was dead. But Michael upgraded me and has not allowed me to receive my upgrade. Today I have a confession to make. Natalie has an upgraded iPhone 12. My iPhone 12 is still in the box. This is my real phone. This has been sitting in the front of my backpack for almost 6 months. The thing that people wait in lines for, the people that people have gone into debt for, all the power and connectivity in the world, better reception, ability to know where I'm at no matter where I'm at. Sitting, waiting, and available. Yet I have not received my upgrade. And may that be a depiction of the body of Christ today. That you're sitting here wearing the name Christ on your back. You got the necklace. You serve on the team. You're walking around representing, and representing God. But you still have not received the Holy Spirit. That is about to change for both of us. This week, that phone is going to be upgraded. And in this series, your life is about to be upgraded. If you believe it in faith, why don't you give God a shout of praise? Okay?
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when He sent His Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because He will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent His helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with Him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
So the title of my message today is what my wife said to me, and I'm going to say to you, why wouldn't you accept the upgrade? Yeah. Come on. Like, why wouldn't you accept the Holy Spirit? If it's already paid for, if it's already given, if it gives you perks and advantages that you don't have now, why? Why wouldn't you? And this is an introspective question. This is not for your neighbor. This is not for your husband. This is not for your wife. This is not for the group. I'm asking you, why haven't you accepted the power and the person of the Holy Spirit? And some of you are like, I just can't get with it. I got Jesus. I got God. But the Holy Spirit, let me tell you how important the Holy Spirit is. And let me tell you who said He was important. Jesus. At the end of His ministry, when you go through John 14, 15, and 16, Jesus is basically trying to convince His disciples, it's going to be okay. I'm leaving, but it's going to be okay. I ain't going to be here no more, but it's going to be okay. I'm not pulling and making fish into enough to feed everybody no more, but it's going to be okay. Because I'm about to send somebody who's your upgrade. Can I prove it to you? John chapter 14, verse 16. This is Jesus. It's titled, Jesus Promises Another Helper. He said, and I will pray to the Father. And Hebrew word, in Hebrew, that word pray means ask. So read it like that. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another, everybody say helper. Helper. Underline that, circle that, highlight that. He will give you another helper. So that implies that Jesus was a helper. But Jesus helped us in salvation. That was His piece of the puzzle. I'm going to mess with some of y'all theology in this whole thing, but you're going to get it. Just stick with me. Jesus was an example to help us know how to walk on this earth with all the crazy that was going on. He helped give us a picture. He said, but I'm going to send another helper that he, realize in your Bible, that is a capital H. That is not an it. That is a God. He may abide with you forever. That's on heaven and in earth. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Write down my first point. The Holy Spirit is not just a power. He's not just a present. Presence, the Holy Spirit, watch this, is a person. Michael Todd is a person. Gary McIntosh, our founding pastor, who happens to be 70 today. Can we give it up for our founding pastor? I love you, man of God. 70 years old, we wouldn't be here without you. But the reason I can celebrate him is because he is a person. The person that you like and you've been crushing on, the only reason you liking and crushing them, you're not liking and crushing on trees. Well, maybe some of y'all are, and we have prayer for that later. But you're liking and crushing on them because they are a person. Why are you going so hard on this? It's because the Bible never refers to the Holy Spirit as an it. So why do we? It's not an it. He is a, everybody say person. Why is this important? Come close. Because you will never develop a personal relationship with somebody you don't see as a person. The Holy Spirit wants a personal relationship with you. So Jesus, talking to his disciples, acted like it was a guy named Gary. Gary's gonna come to you and help you. And when Gary comes to help you, receive him, because when he comes, he's gonna lead you into all truth. I really wish that the Holy Spirit had a different name, because if he had a different name, many of you would accept him. But when, for some reason, when it's Holy Spirit, we think it's mystical. He said, no, he's a person. And if you realize that he is a person, then you will develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And the problem that most people have is our teaching. We've just been taught wrong. The only reason I'm here is to teach you right and hopefully represent this thing. God is three persons in one. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We say that, but we don't think about it like that. We don't live like that. See, even in our communication, it's like, man, I need God. I've been struggling through stuff, so I need God. You can get the person that's from somebody who's struggling with addiction all the way to the person in the penthouse. Like, just want to give honor to God as I accept this award for making girls twerk on the floor. Like, at every award show, just want to thank God. See, people have an idea of who God is. So they thank God. But they don't understand when they say God, that's three in one. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God who? Holy. I'm going to help you. Walk with me on this. And let me help bust your bubble. God the Father is not more powerful than God the Holy Spirit. God the Son. You came from heaven to earth to show God I worship you at your cross, at your feet. He's not more powerful than the Holy Spirit. I know all of our children teaching talked about God. We think some of the people that are on earth, Noah, Moses, David, are more powerful than the Holy Spirit. You talk more about being a David to a Goliath. Let me stop. Help me, Holy Spirit. You have a better view of Abraham than you do of the person of the Holy Spirit. You've just been taught wrong. It's one God. Everybody say one God. One God. Say it like you mean it. One God. One God. Three expressions. Okay, let me, okay. What is this? It's water. That's what we say, but if you want to be very scientific, this is H2O. Okay? This is H2O. I'm thirsty. I got a straw. That's good. Let me ask you a different question. Hold on real quick. We established this is what? It's H2O. What is this? You say ice? If we go down to its basic form, this is H2O. Now, it's in a different form than the liquid version, but this still is, this is a different expression. So when your drink is too warm, you don't put more water in it. It's H2O, but you put a different expression of H2O into your drink, and we call it ice. What is this? This is H2O too. It's dry ice. And it's a different expression. So if that was God the Father, God the Son, this is God the Holy Spirit. Still H2O. But it takes on a completely different form. Oh, and this is what God is about to do in your life. You're about to see evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Still God. God the Father, God the Son, and God help me, the Holy Spirit. Hear what I'm saying. The power resides in all three of them. And if you want to sum up your Christian life, and God the Father, the big man upstairs, and what Jesus did at the cross, which was powerful, then you will leave out the most influential part of affecting your life today. Can I help you? God's done doing. Seven days. He did everything he was going to do in 7 days. Think about it. Genesis, in the beginning, he said, let who? Us. Who was he talking about?
Does your life need an upgrade? Do you feel like you're falling short in your relationships, in your finances, your business? God gave us the ultimate upgrade when he sent his Holy Spirit. In Pastor Mike Todd's new teaching series, The Upgrade, Pastor Mike reveals how life gets an upgrade when you hear God's voice and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. In this 5-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches the practical ways to be led by the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mike reminds us that the difference between the general will of God and the specific will of God is following the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series, The Upgrade, you'll learn how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when you have that relationship, your life gets upgraded because he will be leading you as you navigate the challenges of life. Each message will encourage you that with the power of the Holy Spirit, your life can be transformed into something supernatural. God sent his helper, the Holy Spirit, to give us the advantage in life. When you have a relationship with him, your life gets the upgrade. Don't miss this special offer. Get the upgrade for your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go to tbn.org/upgrade to order. Get this powerful resource today. Call 1-800-763-1882 or go online right now.
I hope this message blessed your life today. And I can tell you from personal experience, God's upgrade, the Holy Spirit, has forever transformed my life. I would not be here right now unless I came into a real relationship with the power, the person, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I know he will transform your life. See, Holy Spirit is our counselor. If you have a question, ask him. Go ahead and try it. Ask the Holy Spirit this one question. What are you trying to say to me through this message? And I promise you, he'll speak back to you. Friends, this is just the beginning of your upgrade. I want you to join me back here every single day. And until then, go out and live a transformed life. I will.